models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Only $9.99.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries is just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $9.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Is this Henry's Humans? Is this Dan and Tina?
No, they wish. Dan wishes he could sing like this.
I wouldn't have said that to about my buddy Dan. Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. It's 5:14. I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Franco Opinion, great to have you along here on a Friday afternoon, the large morning show in the afternoon. Whole crew on vacation this week. They've been in the Dominican Republic, and the whole crew back on Monday. They will be here, Dan and Tina and Neon the Peon, and of course Frank, all back on Monday. Josh Gilbert sitting in for Eon the Peon, and Tim Weiland doing traffic in studio this week. Nice to have him hanging out with us, although he's mysteriously disappeared from the studio. We don't know where he is. He's back looking through the vending machine probably.
Yeah.
He'll be back in here in just a few moments. So we're going to do, I mentioned trivia last segment. What we'll do is next segment, we'll do our Friday trivia because Mike Evans will not be able to join us today. He called me a little while ago and said he's somewhere in Yuma and they don't have a phone connection, which begs the question, how is he able to call me from Yuma if there's no phone connection? But you know what? I don't care. So he's taking the day off and that's okay. So we'll have to carry on without a report from Mike today. But had he been on the air, he would have been brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, kitchens, homes, and baths. Now, I don't know how to approach this. The Fear Factor is a television show that I used to watch fairly regularly. It was something that would sort of make you, a squeamish person probably shouldn't watch Fear Factor. They may not be doing an upcoming not a stunt, but part of the show. They're not going to start. Not going to do it anymore. I don't think if enough people cause an uproar about it. And let's just get right to it. There's a Fear Factor episode, and producers plan to serve. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're not getting ready to eat. And if you are, please turn down the radio for the next 12 seconds. Fear Factor producers plan to serve fresh glasses of donkey semen to contestants on the next episode of NBC's Fear Factor.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I'm looking at a glass right here, not like in the studio. I didn't get one like from the bread company or anything. It's just in the picture I'm looking at it, Josh. And, I don't think I would partake. If
no.
You understand what I'm saying.
No.
Know.
I think they filmed the episode, and an NBC executive said, "You know, I think we might have gone too far."
What?
So I think somebody's actually already
done it.
Done this. I think somebody actually already drank this glass.
They just won't air it.
It's up in the air right now.
The challenge involved teams of twins drinking the full glass of donkey semen with a glass of urine thrown in for good measure. Boy, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. To wash it down, Bill.
By the way, Tim Weiland's a broadcast instructor. How many times have kids used the phrase donkey semen in their productions down at the broadcast center?
Do you teach
the kids that?
I had to go down and get my little bowl of soup because my throat is hurting, and I had to take my headset off when you were talking. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. So there
wasn't
you go.
On the menu
don't
down
watch,
there.
Don't watch the Fear Factor if you don't like that. We have a study about high-heeled shoes. I'm always amazed that women can wear high-heeled shoes. We see them walking here at Westport Plaza. They, a lot of business women. There's a lot of offices and things here and professional women, and they have high heels, and you see them walking down the hall. I'm always stunned that women can walk around in those things. And a new study says, and, this may come from the duh category, A new study suggests that those shoes are putting you at risk for muscle injury.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh, indeed. They did a scientific study and showed how much they really do hurt your feet. They analyzed the way that longtime high heel lovers use their muscles to walk across the room, and it's really not good for you at all. Day after day of walking around in the heels, they say it shortens fibers in the calf muscle and makes the Achilles tendon stiffen instead of flex with each step. And this from the Journal of Applied Medicine.
And you notice out here at Westport Plaza, they're getting higher and higher and higher.
Oh, that's what's in.
It's what's in.
It's the big,
and it's probably
the big
their legs
heels.
Are getting, they, I mean, they look beautiful. I'm not going to deny that, but man, oh man.
Oh yeah, women wear them because it makes them look taller, and the taller they are, the thinner they are. But I'm with you, Bill. I don't understand how they can walk around them all day, let alone from here to the end of the hall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how they can do it, especially on, like, tile or maybe, like, tonight when it's icy out. I don't get it.
But I've talked to some women that they say that they like them.
They
say,
swear by them.
I'm very comfortable in them. I can't, I don't know how that would be possible.
No way. They just like the way they look in them.
Mm. So, man, you know.
Well, so do I, so.
Yeah. Well, I do, too. But... I'm not a very tall guy. I stand like 5'7". So, you know, unless maybe I'm dating someone that's, you know, only like 4'10", I don't really like women wearing high heels around me. It makes me feel even shorter than I already am. But
Tom Cruise got through with it.
That is true. If Tom Cruise can get along with it, why can't I? So we talked about that Italian cruise ship. The one that crashed into the rocks, the one that had the genius captain that said that he accidentally fell into the lifeboat.
Schettino.
Just happened to fall into the lifeboat with his, you know, suitcase and, you know, everything else. Funny how that happens. So they've now offered the passengers $14,000 apiece in compensation. Remember earlier in the week I told you that they had offered them coupons. Hey, sorry we killed some people. Sorry we crashed into some rocks. Enjoy these 30% off coupons for your next your next journey on our
Come
cruise
on back.
Line. Yeah, well, that didn't go over so well. Now they're offering each of these passengers $14,000. And I assume if you take the $14,000, you sign something that says you're not going to come back and sue us. You can't have anything else. So my guess is that most of these people are going to say, hey, screw you. I'm not taking this $14,000, and I'm going to go to court and get a lot more.
How many people were on that boat? I thought
4,500, 4,800, something like that.
You know, I mean, it's like, and who are the suckers who took the 30% coupon? Those guys probably signed a waiver that said they couldn't. You know what I do, Bill? I would hold out. It's like, what was that game show where it's like, well, you can take this.
Oh, or, was it Deal or No Deal? Wasn't that one?
Or what's in the box?
Or No Deal. There's a new version of it on television. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's called Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal, take the box.
Oh, you never take the box.
No.
You know, it is kind of funny when you watch some of these shows, and I remember reading a great interview with, what's his name, Canadian guy, bald guy, hosted the Deal or No Deal, Howie Mandel. And he said people would come on the show, and you would see this. These contestants would come on, and, you know, they want to give them, you know, $50,000, $100,000. You know, Deal or No Deal? No deal! You know, take the money and go. Well, that used to be sort of the case. Now, once in a while, I've caught some more, these recent game shows, and the one with Wayne Brady, the Let's Make a Deal, I've seen that once in a while in the afternoon. And because of the economy, it's really interesting to see some of these people. They'll say, do you want, you know, here's $500, or you can take what's behind door number two. A lot of them
give me the money.
Give me the $500, I'll take it.
I'll
it's just really
it.
Interesting.
You know
how
what
that
I could do with
changed,
that?
But I remember Howie Mandel talking.
Take your taxes. I'll take $300.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care.
Howie Mandel would say it was amazing. You'd get these people who would write in these sob stories that would say, you know, man, I'm down on my luck. I've lost my job. I've lost my house. And man, I would really, really love to be on the show to maybe get some money to pay for my kids' college or, you know, to buy a new car. The family needs a new car, blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, $100,000, Deal or No Deal? No deal! You know, it's like, what?
That's the problem. It's that big G word.
So $14,000 if you were on the cruise ship. I'd say, no thanks, I'll wait.
I'd hold out.
I will wait. We have three women in Arkansas who are now battling over ownership of a $1 million lottery ticket. Josh talked about this earlier in the week. He thinks the whole lottery is a scam, and he's upset that his odds are just so stacked against him. Long story short, somebody finds a lottery ticket at a gas station in the trash can. Turns out it was a winner. I hate that, don't you guys? When you throw away a $1 million. Ugh. So the lady wins. Now she's got three people chasing after and saying, no, that was my lottery ticket. I dropped it. Something, you know, giving all these excuses. You know what? What was the old saying you say on your kid? Finders, keepers,
yeah,
losers.
That's right. What's the law? Ownership is possession is 9/10 of the law.
Absolutely.
I will. I will tell you. You know the people that play Keno. There's a bar restaurant across the street from where I live, and people would go check their Keno tickets, and you would find the tickets laid on the floor, sitting on the chair where they check them, and so I start when you're waiting to go to the restroom or that. I start checking them. I won. One time, just from tickets that were there, there was maybe a stack of 40 tickets. One was a $15 winner, a $35 winner, a $52. I bet you that night, I mean, somebody must have been drunk and just checking, it's not a winner, you know, and dropping them. And the one gal, she said, I bet I know whose tickets those are. And I said, I don't care whose tickets are. They're trash.
Yeah, don't leave them laying around.
So they gave me the cash.
I read a story that people make a living at horse tracks.
I believe it.
Picking up tickets on the ground. And they make like 40 to 60K a year just doing that. I mean, I don't know what your life is like going through trash on the ground day in and day out, but you know, they're making a better wage than I am.
I had a guy I used to work with. He worked across the hall when I used to work nights at a radio station, and he worked in the other studio at the other station, and I would go over and we'd visit and whatever. And so to supplement his income, he used to bet on horses. And I was always amazed. Man, he was so smart, and there's a way to study these horses and study, you know, how they, you know, the odds of them performing well and on what days they perform better and after how many, you know, outings, you know, well, don't bet on them if they were out the last two or three times. All this stuff, and he knew all this stuff, and he made more money doing betting on horses than he did working at the radio station.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's not hard in our industry.
To make more money?
Really.
Yeah. I could panhandle for an afternoon.
There you go. Yeah, we could go out in Westport Plaza here.
What else did I want? I want to mention, every spring we do a trivia night. It's over in the city of Kirkwood. It'll be on March the 24th this year. Already had a few tables sold. We do about 30 to 35 tables, and then we cut it off. A lot of trivia nights really pack them in. It's, you know, a little uncomfortable. It gets kind of hot. You get too many people stuffed in a gymnasium or whatever. So we cut it off at about 35 tables. That's about 350 people. And we do it every spring. I know Tim Weiland's been to one. Josh, I don't think you've been out to
I haven't
trivia
been to
night.
Years, no.
So benefits Make-A-Wish Foundation every year. It's a great time. It's March 24th. All the details are at billradio.com. You can go there and sign up. You can get your table right there online. And I say it now because what will happen is we get closer to March, and then all the tables will be gone, and then we'll get calls. Hey, I want to come. Sorry, you missed it. So get in now if you know you have a regular trivia team and you like to do that sort of thing. Go to the website, billradio.com. Check out the trivia night. There's a little button there, and you can click on that. All the information is there for a good cause, and it's cheap. It's like $100 a table.
Trivia nights are a lot of fun, and yours was. I had such a good time that, and that was last. That was last year when it snowed.
Every March, yeah, and end of March it was snowing. You never know.
It's a good time.
So Bill's trivia, not Bill's trivia. I was at BillRadio.com, and all the information is on there, and also on the website. I did this for Tim because he mentioned it yesterday. There's a picture of that story where the roller coaster. They did the test run of the roller coaster in the United Kingdom. And it was called, I can't remember the name of it, but it's all on there. And so if you go to billradio.com, click on snapshots, you will see the picture of the very first test run of that roller coaster that came back. You know, they put the crash test dummies in there, and they came back, and you know, half of the people's hands and legs are missing. So, and there's also a video on there. I put a YouTube video on there of what the ride is supposed to be like. I guess they attached a camera on there. So you can kind of see what the ride is supposed to be, minus the legs and hands flying off. So check that out.
That was priceless.
Like. Oh, it was pretty funny. Unless you were a real person on there, that probably wouldn't have been a good time. Let's see. This is good news. The man that did the home invasion killer in Connecticut. You know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
Yes.
Sentenced Friday to die. Do we have the round of applause for that? Because that guy, good. Finally some justice. What a scumbag. And sentenced to death. So I say yay for that. And let's see, one more thing here. Last but not least, this... I got a woman. Or, last but not least, right. A woman in Florida who credits her breast implants for saving her life in a stab attack. You know, I'm kind of a natural fan myself.
Yeah.
But after reading this story, I'm thinking, hey, you know what? If it could potentially save your life, and they have these stories all the time. You hear about women who, you know, getting like a, maybe not a gunfight, but they find themselves in the path of a bullet, and their breast implant saves them. You've heard of these?
Yes.
So we have a woman in Florida now credits breast implants with saving her life. She's from Orlando. So she's alive today because her breast implant saved her life when she was stabbed in the chest with a pocket knife. She was 41 years old. Doctors told her that the implant had just enough saline in it to stop the knife from piercing through the left side of her chest during an attack, preventing it from hurting her lung or her heart. Victim, she wasn't named, said her ex-fiancé's new girlfriend attacked her outside of his apartment in Florida. It's always in Florida. What's wrong with Florida?
I'm telling you.
There's something I say it either in the water in Florida or I don't know.
We say it on the Steve Cochran Show every time we get one of these stories. People in Florida are crazy.
She spent $6,000 on the breast augmentation 3 months ago.
Wow.
And had she not had it, she might have been.
Well, Billy, you know what this means, right?
I should go get breast implants?
Mandatory breast implants for everyone.
I'm still a natural guy. You know, go with what God gave you. You know, there you go.
As far as I can take you.
Oh, and one more thing, and we need somebody to call in and set the record straight here. I've been looking online now to give the information about the parade going on downtown.
10:30.
It's 10:30.
I apologize. Thank you. No,
that's okay.
I left.
We have a parade going on downtown St. Louis tomorrow. Do you know where it starts by chance? Here's what I had.
No.
Now, here's the problem.
See if Colin Jeffrey's listening and come on down here
and
help us out.
Here's the problem, folks. If you write for a newspaper or a television station, or, you know, websites, or you do a blog, whatever, what do they say in journalism school? The who, what, when, where, and
yes.
Why. I have scanned through. I'm not even joking. I Googled the parade for downtown St. Louis, Iraq Parade. I went through 15 different articles.
None of them
say, oh, it starts here and the time is here. Just saying. As they say on, what's the channel?
Channel 5.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Sure. So, now from what I have here, it says it starts along Market Street and will go to Union Station. But I don't have a time. Tim tells me it's 10:30.
That's what Colin told me.
Market Street's a pretty long street.
All right.
So,
again, who, what, when, where, and why. Yes, the world of journalism in 2012. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Hey, you got the info? You got it? We got news people busting into the
here
studio.
Here he comes. Hang take on. The mic. Take
have?
The mic.
What do we have, Colin? What do we got? Tell me the time.
Just read it.
Don't you read it. Come on,
says.
Colin.
Here,
go
come
on
over
the air.
Here. Yeah, to this microphone, Colin.
Grab a microphone. New guy. New news guy. Let's put him on the spot here.
All right, what do you got?
Well, festivities actually start tonight. They're going to be reading the names.
Talk into the microphone.
Into the mic, professional.
There you go.
Who was your teacher, by the way? It wasn't Tim Weiland.
It was
Dan
Strauss, the professor.
Christmas.
Yeah. No, actually, festivities begin tonight. At 9/11, they're going to read the names of the soldiers lost down at Soldiers Memorial on Market Street.
All right.
And then tomorrow, 10:30 in the morning, it starts off on Market, and we'll head west to Union Station.
All right.
It starts at Keener Plaza.
How about that? Finally.
Put it up on the website.
Thank you, Colin.
By the way, welcome, Colin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
Welcome. And it's kind of interesting being an instructor over at the school, and then you come here and you work with guys, the guys that you taught one time. You're working with Sean Streeter, now with Colin.
Makes you feel old.
Oh, man.
Go lead, Colin.
I wouldn't say that.
Thank you, Colin.
How long do you want to stay here?
Thank you, Colin.
I know people.
All right, so 10:30 tomorrow. That's a good thing. I know these folks have worked hard on arranging this, and we wanted to make sure we passed that on. So there you go. Finally, got it taken care of. All right, we'll come back. We'll have time to do a little trivia. We'll play our Who Do You Trust? You'll have to pick between Josh Gilbert and Tim Weiland. Yeah, honest to God. Well, those are your choices. I'm sorry, folks. Who do you trust?
This city, you apologizing for us.
And so we'll do that when we come back. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. We'll take a break. Tim Weiland, the older instructor in the room, and he's got to look at traffic. Hey, Tim.
Thanks, Bill. All right, if you're traveling on westbound 40, you've got slow traffic, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Maryville Center, and then it's heavy towards the Boone Bridge. We also have, it looks like we've got an accident at near Lake St. Louis Boulevard that's got the right lane blocked, and traffic is backed up to Highway N. All right, westbound 70, a little slow as you go past the airport. It's still slow at Maryville Center, and then again, Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Looking at eastbound 270, that's running slow now between McDonald, a little east of McDonald, through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your New Year's resolution in a nutritious way. Try one today, like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. For years and years and years and years and years, I've been driving Hondas, mostly Accords. So comfortable, reliable, safe, no problems. I'm at one with that car. But now I'm driving the all-new 2012 Honda Civic. It's a bit of an adjustment, I'll be honest with you. First off, the dashboard, it's kind of 3D lit up like a video game. Okay, adjusted to that. Next, the Navigator, mastered. And if I can do it, anyone can. My gas mileage is phenomenal. I'm getting more than they say in the brochure. There's an econ button. Still working on that one. The look is sporty. The engine has a lot of zip. Handling is exceptional. All new for 2012, the Honda Civic. There are 6 different models. One is yours. Trust me. Save gas, save money, be safe. Meyer Honda, where we give you a 100,000-mile warranty with every new Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Lacefield Music is opening its first full-time store in Chesterfield Mall on February 3rd. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and for years, people have asked Lacefield Music to open a full-line piano store with our adult piano classes in the Chesterfield area. We are so excited to be able to do that this year. This store will carry our full line of Kauai Grand and Vertical Pianos, our full line of Kauai Digital Pianos, Pearl River and Hailoon Acoustic Pianos, Lowry Organs, and a large selection of sheet music. And of course, we'll be offering our adult piano classes. Remember, unlimited adult piano classes come with any keyboard purchase. Most people dream of owning and playing a piano. At Lacefield Music, we make both of those dreams come true. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business that makes learning to play the piano fun. Visit us online at lacefieldmusic.com or in one of our St. Louis area locations, South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our brand new location on the upper level of Chesterfield Mall.
Solar power is fast becoming the renewable energy efficiency standard. Here's how solar energy can work for you.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing is now providing customers with a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick Roofing to help you choose the best solar roof system to reduce your utility bills. There are now new government incentives to save you up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. If you're ready to lower your utility bills and your carbon footprint while increasing your property value, consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroofing.com. www.4asolarroof.com. That's www.4asolarroof.com.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
For everything electrical, you ought to see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping folks with their electrical needs, like switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much, much more. At an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. What a concept. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, visit MetroElectricSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Large morning show in the afternoon. It is the Big 550 KTRS. Our remaining break or two left. I want to thank everybody for listening this week. While Frank and the gang have been on vacation, we appreciate you sticking with us and staying tuned.
Hey, did you go on the air and say, you said about the parade, gentleman just called in, I think you told me, I don't know if you said on the air, the getting together is at 10:30, gathering, and then it starts at noon.
Yeah, 10:30 is when I guess if you're in the parade, that's where they gather down at Keener Plaza. The actual parade starts at noon. But if you want a good spot and you want to get down there and not rush.
Wouldn't hurt
to be there at 10:30 with everybody else, so there you go. All right, so here's how this works. This is our Who Do You Trust game. We do this on Fridays. Mike Evans was not able to join us today. Works like this. I ask a trivia question, and today we'll have Josh and Tim, and they will give what they think is the right answer. You will call in. You'll say, hey, I trust Josh. I trust Tim. I don't trust either of them. There you go. It works like that. First up, I believe, this is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Barbara, we're terrific. How's your weekend so far? Just started? We're off to... What do you think?
Just started. I am just going to veg out tonight. I'm having company over Saturday, working on Sunday, and flying to New Jersey on Monday.
Wow, that's quite a schedule. Why would you want to go to New Jersey? What's in New Jersey?
I know. It's up and back in one day for my business. I'm not looking forward to it.
All right. Well, good luck. Hope that goes well.
Well, thank you.
All right. So have you heard our game before? Do you know how this works?
Yes, I have.
All right. A loyal listener. Here we go. First up, One for the Road, gentlemen, was the title of the finale for this television sitcom. One for the Road was the title of the script for the finale for this television sitcom. We'll begin with Josh Gilbert.
So this is like Hollywood Squares, where I say an answer and they have to say, oh, I agree or I disagree.
You don't listen to the show?
Sort of like that. No, I don't listen to you, Bill.
Too many
Christmas. I was just going to say, he must not be a loyal listener, Bill.
Idiot.
I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, sure you are. I don't think you are. I explained this to you before we went on the air.
Okay.
I'll ask you the question, give an answer, and then Tim will give an answer.
I'm going to go with
Cheers. Sorry, Barbara, this is embarrassing.
I'm going to go with Cheers.
All right, Cheers is your answer. All right, Tim, what do you think? One for the Road was the title of the finale for this television sitcom.
Seinfeld.
All right. Barbara, who do you trust?
Well, I kind of zoned out when the second gentleman spoke, so I didn't get his name.
I usually zone out.
I'm Tim.
I usually zone out when Tim speaks, too.
I was thinking Seinfeld as well.
Okay. Barbara, I'm sorry to inform you that you should have trusted Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheers.
Oh, my gosh. The unloyal listener.
Yeah.
I will listen to your show on Saturday nights then and call in.
My first one. I hope you tune in. I appreciate it, Barbara.
I do.
Have fun in New Jersey.
Whenever I can.
Hey, thanks a lot, Barbara.
Enjoy. Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
See you, Georgia. Barbara. I call her Georgia.
Georgia.
Wow. Maybe she sent you to New Jersey, Josh.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Cheers. Do you remember that episode, the finale of Cheers? I thought that was very well done. One of the few finales of a television show that I actually enjoyed. That's tough to end the show, do a good finale. Let's talk to,
Wait a minute. I thought was that the very last thing they said?
No, that was just the name of the script.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you're at a bar and you'll take one for the road.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well,
you got it, Tim?
I got it. Thanks.
I zoned out. I didn't catch it.
Well, you know.
What was that guy's name?
People make me feel really good here.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Thanks for asking me to come in.
Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good, Mike. All right. You got to get three to win. All right. Good luck. How about this one? The highest rated Super Bowl. The highest rated Super Bowl featured what two NFL teams? Josh, we'll begin with you.
I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Tim Weiland, what do you think?
I don't even know who played.
Highest rated, or you can give me the year. The year or the two teams?
All right, I'll give you the year. I think last year with the Packers, whoever they played.
All right. Mike, who do you trust?
Neither of them.
Good choice.
What does he think it is?
Well, what do you think it is? I'm curious.
I think it was the year before with the Saints and whoever that was.
The Colts.
Was that a guess?
It's a guess, yeah.
That's wrong. 1982, 49ers and Bengals.
Really? Well, yeah, we remember that one.
Yeah. Well, that's how we play the game. Was who probably... do you trust?
Well, everyone in Cincinnati.
Hey, well, he got it right. He decided he didn't trust either of you. It was a good choice.
Good choice.
Good choice. Let's see. Don Hewitt is credited with creating what television program? Don Hewitt.
60 Minutes.
Well, now, Mike.
Did he get it right?
Mike has ruined the game.
I'm sitting here going, Bill, would you pick out something we recognize?
He got it right.
Good.
I guess we'll give it to him, but that's not how we play the game, Mike.
Mike, you're helping us
hang
out.
Hang on. Hey, let's try this again. Josh, who created... never mind.
Who created... Don Hewitt did.
Forget it. All right, I'll give him that one. All right, one more. Now these are too tough.
Yeah.
Here. How about this? On a list of 100, Entertainment Weekly named this TV character the number one character of TV and movies of the last 20 years. Mike, don't say anything. All right. Josh, what do you think?
I think it's Homer Simpson.
All right. Tim.
Fonzie.
The last 20 years, Tim.
Yeah.
Fonzie. Oh, come on, guys.
Have you not turned on a TV in 20 years? Come on.
No, I don't.
TV
I mean,
character.
I don't.
Gosh. Something. SpongeBob SquarePants. Something.
There you go. SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right, Mike, who do you trust?
I'll go along with that Homer Simpson.
Good answer. That's correct. Homer Simpson. How'd you know that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I know things.
You do.
Wow. I'm kind of a genius.
All right, you are kind of a genius. All right, well, Mike, even though you really didn't play the way we were supposed to play, it's okay. Hang on. I'll tell you what. Give Tim, a name and some info, and when Dan gets back, we'll let you know what you've won, okay? Because I have no idea what you won. Yeah, hey, it might be, a coffee mug or some pens. What do we have in here? I don't even know. But it'll be something. Okay, Mike?
Thanks a lot.
Hang on, Mike.
Don't go anywhere, Mike. All right, and thanks, everybody, for participating, all two of you. And, we didn't get past two calls, so that was good. Yeah, he really should, let the people answer here.
And we got more?
This stuff is too hard.
Well, I think we have to break.
Okay. All right, you take a break. I'll do the traffic, then I'll get the Mike's information.
Well-oiled machine, ladies and gentlemen. A well-oiled machine. Let's break. We'll do traffic. We'll come back. It is the Big 550 KTRS, and at 547, Tim Weiland is checking out traffic. What's going on, Tim?
You come in with Bill's trivia, and you walk out of here just feeling dumb. I do.
I feel pretty good.
You do. You, Bill, are... Yeah, never mind. I won't even go there. That's Josh. What do we have here? Southbound 270 now. It's getting better. You're just slow. Not stop and go between 40 and Big Bend. Westbound 44, that's still a little bit heavy between Soccer Park and Bowles. If you're traveling on westbound 40, you've got the usual slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. It is heavy, though, as you make it out towards the Boone Bridge. On southbound 170, it's slow between Forest Park Parkway and Highway 40. The good thing is we have no accidents to report, and the one that we did is all cleared up. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Want to be a millionaire? Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from the Missouri Lottery. With bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
William is on southbound 270. William, good morning.
His name's McGraw.
I left my house in Winghaven at 6:15 this morning, and I just got to 270 south.
Weekday mornings at 6.
John, you have a quick question?
I just wanted to see if he would rate my sports reports over the last hour and 40 minutes. Superior.
Well, I actually just turned you guys on because I was trying to get the, I kept flipping through stations, and you guys really wanted to put traffic going, so.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call, William.
Not a problem.
On the Big 550.
Lock it in and rip off the knob.
KTRS.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP on all inventory, so hurry in for rock-bottom pricing. Versa is now just $13,990. Altimas and Rogues only $17,990. Maximus just $24,990. Plus $10,000 off Armadas and Titans. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
What the heck was that?
I had to get it in. It's not the weekend until you hear a little Mo Sizzlak.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, don't tell me. It's Andy Kim?
Yeah.
Is that who sings this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I remember they used this song on a commercial for Jeep Liberty, I believe. Do you remember that? And they had the guy was driving down the road, and he had like a dog and something in the back seat, and he was singing along, and then a wolf jumped in the car and ate a bird that was singing.
And they were all
that?
Singing the same song?
Oh, yeah. See, I remember some stuff. Turn that up a little. I like this one. Probably 80s, 70s? Probably 70s. Man, I wish you could go back in the old days of radio where you, if you worked at a music station where you could play anything that you wanted.
Sure, let's go back. You want to go back?
Let's go back. How would that sound?
Talk to the old man here. I can tell you what it was like.
Well, I just know I have, when I lived in Southern California, and I hate to keep bringing that up this week, but things just keep popping into my head, met a guy named Robert W. Morgan. And Robert W. Morgan was... they were referred to as the a boss jock. You know what that is, Tim? You know what I'm talking about? When I say a boss jock in Southern California, these guys were just the gods of radio, and people would tune in, and probably like it was here, the disc jockeys would play their own songs. You'd bring your own, I guess it was records, into the studio,
right.
And you'd play your own music. But Robert W. Morgan was a guy who For, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 years, every morning in Los Angeles, he was the man on the radio. People would call in and say, you know, a lot like people would call in here and say, I'm AM and the PM. People will call in there. Thank you. Thank you so much. And they call in there and they would say, good morning. And that was kind of the thing there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
And so this guy was terrific, and I had the opportunity to sit in with him a few times when I was in high school. Man, really, really cool. But talking to him about the old days, yeah, you could come in and play anything that you want, and then listeners would tune in to hear the type of music that you like to play.
Right.
And so did you, were you ever
oh,
able?
I, when you're done with the story, I'll go real quick on.
No, I just go ahead, because I was just, you know, it'd be great to get back to that where people could play anything that they want. Now, I don't know if people understand this, but, you know, music stations, they bring in some consultant guy, and he says, well, you're going to play these 30 songs, and you're just going to, you know, basically repeat them every hour. And that's why when you listen to a lot of music stations, you hear the same crap over and over and over. The people who are working at those stations don't pick those songs. They're, you know,
no,
picked by
that's
a computer.
What I'm used to. You ain't got no choice in it. And I will tell you, I was very, very lucky when I got into the St. Louis market from the other smaller stations. I worked at Casey, and I was in on the tail end of it. When Emmis took over, that all stopped. You couldn't play your own anymore. And then I went to work at KLBJ in Austin for Lady Bird Johnson, and you could still pick
the
music.
Whoa.
You worked for Lyndon Baines Johnson's wife?
No, Lady Bird. She owned KLBJ AM and FM. Wow. She also owned
the station
Austin.
Was called KLBJ?
Yes, it's still down there, but Emmis owns that station now. But yeah, Lady Bird Johnson owned it.
I mean, did you meet her ever?
Oh, yeah.
No
kidding. We at Christmas parties, and then they would have a barbecue party at the ranch for the radio station. It was kind of interesting.
Try to shake
her hand, and the Secret Service will get right in between you until the general manager goes, no, this is one of my employees.
I bet.
But KLBJ, you could play it, and I will say God bless to Mark Close, because he started WMRY 101.1 over at Our Lady of the Snows, and it was you could play anything you wanted, except there were two stipulations for it. You had to sandwich an unfamiliar song in between two familiar songs. So you could play anything. And then, so you could play a recognizable song and then something unrecognizable but good. But then
what do they call? They call those deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
Album tracks.
Wow,
and
Josh it,
and,
with the,
and,
with
and
the
what,
knowledge.
And what you said, Bill, it was people would listen because we all had our own style and stuff, and it was great. You'd come in. I did a midnight to six, and then seven to midnight. If it would be snowing and gloomy out, it's certain mood music, you know. If it was, you did,
and
people
would latch on because they knew that you liked the same type of music that
right,
they liked.
Right, and it was good, and you knew Ted Hobbick played something different than me. Angela Gabriel, we had different tastes than all of us, so it was interesting.
But this is the reason why these people now are listening to us on talk radio, because if you flipped it on a top 40 station right now, you'd hear the same song. And Bill, literally, you said this before, you'd hear the same song twice an hour.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You could, yeah. Easily.
I don't know who, you know, they don't seem to really grasp the idea that that's why people now have their iPods or the internet or satellite, you know, and that's why, because they keep playing the same stuff. But hey.
Well, little do people know, you know, let's give out some of the FM secrets here. All right, since we're on AM, and AM is where it's going now.
Who would have thought?
A lot of stations right now say, yeah, really, 7 to midnight, and you could take a couple of the rock stations around here, 7 to midnight and midnight to 6. There are no live jocks
there's
in the
nobody
studio
there.
Anymore.
Well, there's a lot of stations where there aren't live people any part of the
right,
day.
Right, but now, but the interesting thing is, one of the rock stations here, and I won't mention it, but one time I remember they said, somebody came over and said, you know what? They're going to do an experiment and try a live jock 7 to midnight. Oh, my gosh, gracious. 7 to midnight. I can't imagine having a rock station and not having live jocks in the studio. 24 hours a day, you know. I can understand the easy listening stations or the oldie stations and that, but the rock stations, man, you've got people out there that they want that.
The only time I ever got in trouble when I worked at the FM station I used to work for, it was easy listening, I guess, and I would host a show you know, sometimes during the week, a lot of times on the weekend, it was a request and dedication show. And you have people call in and say, you know, I want to do a song for such and such. I want to play it for, you know, their love songs and stuff. And, you know, you turn the lights down and I pretend like I cared. And so, but the only time, and I was able to play mostly what I want. There were a handful of songs, but the only time I ever got in trouble, I played Try a Little Tenderness. Do you know that song?
No, I love it.
But at the end, it just gets, it's really, really loud. And I got called in the next day, scolded by Bob London, who no longer lives in St. Louis, I can say that, for playing Try a Little Tenderness. I was trying to give the people what they wanted, and I got in big trouble.
Well, you weren't the only one at that station that got in trouble for doing that.
I think we were all booted.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's it. Tim and Josh, thank you both for coming in this week.
Thank you for asking me to come in.
Did I ask you to come? I keep forgetting.
You did?
Did I? Okay. Well, thank you for coming in, Tim and Josh.
Josh, thank you.
Good job. Mm-hmm. And thank you, folks, for listening. Frank and the gang are back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.